Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk sports with Mike Max on WCCO. Another day and another Twins win, Maxie.
Another Twins win, another workmanlike win, another shutout. Jose Barrios was on top of his game last night, of course, with seven innings. And he went to an all-star game last year, and he looked like he really picked up a lot of confidence from it. Now, he struggled a little bit afterwards. Tom Kelly always talks about the first-time all-star effect where guys come back and they're just in a different world, and it takes them a while to get back to ground zero and to earth. But I think it really boosted his confidence overall that he could be a top-of-the-rotation kind of guy. And he came to spring training with that. He trained awfully hard in the offseason. A lot of guys do, but he physically really got himself in shape. And he's carried himself that way. Like he's a number one starter. And last night, anytime he's behind the count, boom, he evens it up. He gets back in. It gets himself in pitcher's counts, gets his players off the field, all those things. Take a lot of pressure off your lineup so that, Garber hits the 1-2-run home run. And that's really all you needed to. That was enough to get the win, and they were good enough out of the bullpen, etc. So they saved a lot of bullpen arms too over the last 2 days with two strong pitching performances and then a day off coming on Thursday. So they're well fortified for the next week.
Mitch Garver took a shot off the neck of a broken bat, and I thought if he goes out, Maxie, and I've talked to the Twins about this three catcher thing they have going, and suddenly they're down to only Mitch. I see C.J. Cron would have come in had Garver not been able to go the distance, but not only did he stay in the game with you could see his neck all red there, but he hits a dinger.
He hits a dinger. Yep, he's a good hitter, and he can hit for power. He hit that ball a long ways, and he's got the scrape on the neck he's got the battle wound. But, yeah, you don't want to get to C.J. Cron as your catcher is Austin Dio out right now. But I don't know that I remember the last time that I remember, like, Denny Hocking was always their third catcher. And, you always have to designate somebody as a third catcher, and somebody that's done it somewhere along the line. And usually it's a first baseman because a lot of times first baseman played catcher at one point in time.
$5 tickets for remaining May home games. Select tickets starts today, so I'd go to Twins Baseball because the weather's going to shape up. Mike says when they get back home here this weekend, it should really be nice.
Yeah, and a doubleheader on Saturday, I believe. They had rainout coming back with Detroit, so there's lots of baseball, and this is going to be they're going to be there for, you're already up four games on Cleveland. That means that you're going to be there for quite some time at minimum, and it just looks like it's got a chance to be one of those summers where, you're going to see eighth-inning home runs and heroics like that they're going to be the signature for this team because they're never out of the game with that power they've got in the lineup. And they've got so many big bats and big bodies. So I think that there's going to be a lot of kind of interesting late-inning kind of stuff that happens this summer.
I see Lakeville North's hockey coach is going to St. Thomas Academy.
Yeah, Trent Eigner has had a great run at Lakeville North, won a state championship there, and just has had a wonderful in building that program. It was pretty good when he got there, of course. But St. Thomas Academy opened with the Vanelli boys. Tom and Greg retiring after this year. Of course, Tom will spend a lot of time in that 3M tournament, and he spends time with the Masters and everything else. That's his day job. And so they wanted to get a high-profile guy, and they did. And Eigner's a guy that's, they had the Paleen boys. They've had so many great players come through there at Lakeville North. But they battled St. Thomas Academy over the years, a state tournament-type team all the time. So that was pretty interesting that they could lure him away.
How about the headline in the Pioneer Press this morning? Mille Lacs walleye decline caused by clearer water. Apparently, Maxie, since the 30s, it's doubled from a 6-foot clarity to down to 12 now.
Yeah, I don't.
And that means less walleye.
They've done so many studies and so many different things on that, and I don't know how it would get like that. As a yesterday fishing with Steve Kearney, and one of the big problems right now is there is no water clarity because of all the runoff that you've had in most of these lakes, especially the rural agricultural lakes in Minnesota, because of the fields and the runoff and the dirt and all that and high waters and all that has created a real problem with clarity, but maybe they're finally onto something at Mille Lacs because they've had such a tough time trying to navigate that thing and figure it out. Nobody seems to have answers, but there seems to be a whole lot of frustration. So maybe there's little science behind it now.
Yeah, that's quite a story. Okay, so today we have a lot of teams that are probably going to get canceled because of this weather out there again.
Yeah.
But we're not far away from already tournament time.
Yeah, tournament time's coming, and like you said, today you get up and you go, okay, even if you get to play, it's no big treat today because it's 47 degrees and it's raining in May and, you know, and the wind and everything else. You're just trying to get through it. I just talked to somebody that said they're at a track meet on Friday, and they said first it was cold, and then the rain started, and then, you know, you don't know if you need to call it because there's no lightning yet, but it's not, the track's getting a little slippery, and everybody's running to their cars to get their windbreakers and everything else, and I thought, yeah, welcome to Minnesota, man. Here we go, 2019 version of. So, you know, maybe by the end of May in the tournaments they'll get something nice, but it's been a tough one to hold so far.
Yeah, when you're running track, you don't have a whole lot to keeping you warm either.
No, man, they run, you know, they run those sleeveless, you know, in tight shorts, and away they go. And they, you know, I know you stay warm by running, but running and having fun are two different things sometimes.
Hey, having Byron Buxton down in that ninth spot has really been good for him, I think. I see he leads the league in doubles now.
Yeah, he, you know, his average has gone down some since early in the year when he's up around 300, but he's getting some quality at bats. He's not swinging and missing as much. His strikeout ratio, you know, was once every three times at bat for a while there, and that's up, and obviously he can run, and he's a threat once he gets on the bases. So I think part of it is just being realistic with what you're going to get from Byron average-wise and offensive-wise. You know, don't expect him to hit 300, but if he can hit 265, and you know, not strike out a lot, he's going to put a lot of pressure on teams. But I do think you need to dial back, you know, what we once thought. You know, we thought this guy could be a 300-type hitter, all-star every year, all those things. I do think it's fair to dial that back a little bit and accept the fact that he's just not good enough hitter that he's going to get there. He's going to have to rely on speed and whatnot, and he can do some damage, but it's not going to be at the numbers that maybe we projected at one point in time.
Again, a reminder, Mike, on Sunday, June 2nd, it'll be the 43rd Annual Winfield Awards Banquet. It's a great presentation. Our good friend Frank White is a speaker this year, and folks, you can sign up and be at that banquet by calling 651-457-4304.
Well, I got to tell you, I had the great privilege of speaking there a couple years ago, and I looked at those resumes of those kids. It's just unbelievable. And the great thing with the Winfield Awards is, and you know, that St. Paul side of things, but the winners, they represent different schools, a person from each school. And it is such a cross-section. You have the people that come from the well-off and the people that immigrated here to the U.S. and have made the most of it that didn't speak English when they got here. And they're all in one room. And it's just a tremendous service that they do to pay respects and to award those people, because those kids and those parents are so proud that night. And like I said, some come from private schools, and some come from, you know, mom and dad still don't speak English well, but they've done great things and are making it as best they can. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful addition to that community.
Yeah, Steve keeps that going, and his brother Dave, yep. And it's really nice to see that. Maxie, have a great hour, because I want to make you come back to work at 8:40.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO 747 here in the Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.